102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 722, sunny and 84 degrees today. So this story of this guy, he was the CEO of American Apparel, and he sent filthy texts to some of his employees. Like, he founded the company.
So it's more than one employee?
Yeah, there's at least two. One was on the Today Show yesterday with the lawyer. I mean, because this guy, he's like just, he's nasty. He founded the company, and they fired him. That's how bad this is.
Twice, right? Like, it's the second time they fired him?
This is the second, and this is the final time they're going to fire him, they said. Because he's, I mean, he's just sending filthy messages.
But it's just sexting. It's just sexting, right?
Yeah, but he's the boss.
Is she a woman?
One girl is 18 or a little less, and then she turned 18, and he's forcing them, when they come to the apartment, he's forcing them to do stuff they don't want to do, and they feel he's going to get violent. Like,
so
he's
why
that
are
kind
they going to his apartment?
One went because she thought it was for an interview. Well, it was his house for an interview or something. The other one is 18. When this happened with her, and he was sending illicit emails and text messages to these employees, and so of course that doesn't work out well.
And you're going to read them now?
I don't know why.
You know what? I love here. You sure you want? Because you like.
There's so many.
Just be careful.
I know.
Or Ted, get ready. We're all going to rotate the seats.
All right, here's an easy one. Here's an easy one. Letter A.
Wait, you got to get your creepy voice on.
It's here. Your ass in that photo is the perfect blank target.
You can't say blanks.
No?
No.
Your ass in that photo is the perfect C target. That's horrible.
Oh, shut up.
What is he doing?
Keep going. You're turning me on.
All right. Oh, this one. I don't know if I can say this. Can I?
Good.
B?
B?
Do you think? Oh, J-off?
Yeah, you can say that.
J-off. J-off fun for a bad daddy. J-off fun for a bad daddy. Letter C. It goes through I, by the way.
Dude, you're ruining this. You are absolutely horrible at this.
Daddy is so excited to play with the most little tiny blonde sea kitten in the whole school.
That's hot.
Should I unload my C now like a filthy pig?
Much better.
Excuse me.
Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it.
The feeling of your spit dripping down my ass. See, you would drive me crazy.
Don't stop now. You're on to something.
That's it. You're on a roll.
Ted's laughing.
I effing need a phone F.
Right, you might
I am J-ing my D for you and telling you how awful and disgusting I am.
Oh, baby.
I like the idea of pulling your hair. Oh, God.
Skip that one. Skip that one.
Pass.
Yeah, oh, I think I passed. I want baby girl
drool. Not change your voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want baby girl drool all over my C. Wow! That is horrible. He should have been fired and then dragged through the streets.
Do you ever have phone sex or, like, talk dirty? Is that in your repertoire? Seriously, I'm asking you.
I'm not telling you what. Do you think I never speak to my wife ever? Of course I speak to my wife.
No,
do you think
saying.
We never whisper sweet nothings?
No,
do you ever think we never?
That's not what I asked you. Mm-hmm. I said, do you have phone sex? Do you talk dirty with your wife at all?
Those are two different things.
No, it's not. Phone sex and talking dirty are one and the same, except one's over the phone and one of them's
I will say what is appropriate with my wife. I
gotta be honest with you.
I'm reading someone else's text.
I feel like you kind of suck at it.
You kind of love the one in the middle.
I did love the one.
But my goal here wasn't to turn you on.
I know, but I just want...
which is what your goal was, which is kind of creepy.
I'm just worried about Susan. You're gone all day. Freak. And you suck at it.
726.
You're giving her reason to leave.
I want to pull your hair like the little blonde pony you are,
that's
JP.
What I'm talking about. I'm going to slap your big round ass.
Oh, yeah. Here's Ted.
L-I-E West.
102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP, 730.
Answer the question.
What?
He's dodging it.
What?
Do you have phone sex?
No, I don't like it.
Why?
Because.
What don't you like about it?
It's a phone.
I know, but you're away for a week. Distant. Like, you're going to be in Vegas for a week. Nothing?
No. Don't get it.
What about dirty talk?
That's fine.
Why can't I picture it? You. I just can't see you doing it.
What do you mean,
it.
Why can't you picture
it? I just can't. Ted, do you hear it?
Can you picture Ted doing yes. dirty talk? How yeah. come?
Yes. Because Ted is a deviant.
Can you picture Brett doing dirty talk?
No.
Can you picture our boss doing dirty talk?
Yes.
Why do you
Which
have
one?
People?
Which
Why
one?
Do you picture who?
Which one?
John Shea, our big boss.
Yes.
Why? Chris Crooked Eye, actually.
Chris Lloyd, no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you have certain people you can imagine.
I can't picture. I just don't.
Well, that's all right. I'm happy with that. That's great.
Why?
I don't want you picturing
Give me a
me.
Sample. Talk dirty to me for a minute.
No.
Come on. Give me. I'll turn around.
I already gave you the. I'm going to pull your blonde hair like the little blonde pony you are.
Come
that
on.
Was from that guy's text. That was perfect.
I'm turning around. Give me something. The audience wants it, Raj. It's not for me. It's for the audience.
I love seeing you from the rear.
You Isn't turned something.
You turned your back. It's not my problem.
Check, please. What else you got? Anything good? What else is in there?
I want to rub your bald spot. I want to put oil all over it. I want to drip down your neck.
This was a bad idea.
It's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 735. Apparently, I wasn't successful in my reading of those guys' awful sexting messages and or my imitation when you've turned around. And
Yeah, that was weird.
Hey, it's your fault. my fault.
I understand.
Good morning. I'm not a phone sex guy, so of course I'm not going to be good at it. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Come on.
What do you think?
I'm on my way to work here. You got to put some heart into it.
JP's a big dirty talker. If he talked dirty, like in his best sex voice, you want that to get it done for you?
I'll pull over right now.
Yeah, well, guess what?
You're part of the problem.
Guess what? Unless you get your wife or girlfriend on the other end of that phone, it ain't happening.
Yeah, right?
But, I would do that for you if you need me to get your wife warmed up for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Listen, bro, teamwork. Teamwork.
It's just funny listening to Roger
being
tortured.
Take care, brother.
And that's how I would describe it.
Torture?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a little torturous.
You're a grown-up.
It's not every day that... A grown man reads somebody else's sex messages on the air. It's a little torturous.
Wouldn't it be great if we all finally got invited to the Loose Mansion and we just like during the party we just started wandering around and we found like some sort of torture chamber? With that, who's that chick that was here getting beat up by her master a couple weeks ago?
Oh, right. Yanni Yoni.
Yeah.
Something like that. She sent me a happy birthday wish yesterday.
Did she?
Yes. Very nice of her.
That room is probably where he keeps the Korean exchange students.
Oh, here we go. It's 102.3 WBAB.
Doubles as a dry cleaner.
Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 0.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 739. Sunny and 84 degrees today. Well, that was quite uncomfortable.
Somebody just said we got to play we were talking about Raj having, whether or not Raj has phone sex or talks dirty to his wife and all that kind of stuff. And somebody just sent me a message on Facebook to... look up Family Guy, Meg has phone sex. It says it sounds an awful lot like, you know, if you can imagine Roger's voice coming out of this character, that's what it was like. Can you pop me up and see if it works?
All right.
Aaron? A hat and glasses? What kind of underwear? I don't know. Big underwear, I guess? I'm sorry, what? Oh, what would I do to you? Well, I guess maybe we'd get pizza and we could watch House.
All right, I am totally flaccid, but thank you anyway, ma'am. I appreciate your time.
Of course it's Peter. Flaccid.
Well,
741. I did my best for you. Sorry if it didn't help you out.
Listen, it was about the audience.
Right.
When I turned around, though, when you started, so that was a little weird. I got to be honest with you. That's
I tried to make it as weird as I could.
There's not enough Brillo to scrub that out of my brain.
Wherever the audio is stored in your brain.
Yeah, I can't get it going.
Erase. 741.
I just want to put the oil on it.
And watch it drip down your neck was the last line. And you were like, yeah, that was a bad idea. Here's Dead with the Roads.
Oh, God.
In Nassau County, Northern State westbound, loaded as you make your way into exit 26, New Hyde Park Road. We've got an accident there that takes out the left lane. Sunrise Highway westbound.